The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Have a good day program for Friday. Ken Kessler and Doug here. Jennifer has come down with the Ugga Buggas, so she's not here. She didn't really feel too well yesterday, as I recall. So comes the heat in California has really gotten to a lot of people. Kenny, I don't know how you know. You're in the hills, sort of outside San Diego, right?
Yes, I am. Where it's even hotter.
Is it hotter in the hills? Really?
Yeah.
Normally in the mountains and hills, it's cooler.
It's been at least a week that every day over 100.
Well, I'm told by my son, who talked to me last night about the weather, among many other things, that it is broken. And with morning today, morning has broken, you'll feel cooler. Is that what you're expecting there?
Yes. Yeah, it's supposed to get back down into the 80s and be more seasonal for this part of the country.
Well, you'll be happy to know that this week in the review of the major items, the topics on talk radio, that somewhere in here you're normally going to find something about the global climate change, warming, all of that stuff. And I don't see it in here. You'll look at the poll at DougStefan.com, which basically recaps all of the items the Talkers Magazine says are the big hits of the week. And by golly, I don't see it anywhere. Ah, must have gone away. It's not a problem anymore, Kenny.
Whew, what a relief.
I know. Oh, what a relief it is. So here are, if you choose to give us what you're in, but every week we ask you, every day we ask you to do this because the poll is up every day at Doug Stefan, STEPHAN.com, featuring the big items of the week from the folks. Again, I don't necessarily always agree, but we have things we talk about in different ways here on this program. But normally we're trying to get to the core issues as to how they relate to you and your thinking. So how many people are talking about what's going on? It's interesting because the number 10 item and the number 1 item this week are sort of combined in a way. The focus on the end of the baseball season, how things are shaping up. If Jennifer here should be gloating about the status of her favorite team, the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers mostly because I like Vin Scully. I'm going to give a hoot about the team itself. Anyway, so how's San Diego done, by the way? I don't even, the Padres, what's going on with them?
They've played some games this year.
And I suppose, like everybody else, they've won a few and lost a few.
Yeah.
Bunga bunga. All right, so that's at the top end of the scale at number 10, the end of the baseball season. Number 9, yet another investigation into Benghazi. Those of you who are on the right side of the totem pole, you love this. It's like fresh meat for the locker room. And in essence, all it is political, in my read of it anyway. It's just election year politicking. They're not going to bring these people back. You can investigate. The one thing, however, that I did feel, I don't know if comfortable is the right word, digging around here, it appears that this situation, along with the IRS cover-up, along with the VA cover-up, there seems to be a pattern here in this administration of losing emails, losing communication, losing records. So how many times can you play that fiddle and have people have and give you any degree of credibility? Right, Kenny? I mean, under the circumstances, if you keep saying you're crying the same tune, oh, my computer froze. I mean, hello. How many times are you going to play that card?
Washington thinks we're all stupid.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see that Congress decided they're going to take off the rest of September, the rest of October, and through? They left yesterday.
Yeah, time for election hearing. Yep. Got to go home. Yeah. And
after being gone all July and most of August.
Yeah, right. They haven't done really anything. They gave the president sort of what he wanted the coalition against ISIS, and that's number two this week on the countdown, the vote to support the idea of getting a lot of different countries involved and maybe putting boots on the ground, a little extra money here, a little extra money there. And I think the thing that brought them around to thinking that we needed to do this, whether you agree or disagree, you can join us at 888-302-3684, or you can send email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The Australian plot, apparently some of the ISIS crew decided they were going to kill some Australians, and even though the plot was foiled, it gave a lot of people around the world cause to think, why are they there? Well, we all know that there are ISIS members that have come from England, come from various countries in Europe, come from our country. A couple of Americans have been killed in this fight. So whether you're cynical about this, I think a lot of it is put up stuff to give governments more control and scare the hell out of you more and more and more. I was reading a story about fear and how fear makes its way into all of our discussions and decisions about things. It's fear. Everybody is afraid, and it's a great motivator. Even though we're supposed to be smarter than everybody else, the essence of how we make decisions on what is it that we, I mean, have you thought about this? I think this is an interesting road to take for a second, because as I examine all of these items that are on the list this week, the most talked about items, there's so much fear. Don't vote for this person because horrible things will happen. If Scotland secedes, it'll ruin the United Kingdom. It'll ruin the European economy. It may ruin foil plans to progress in the world, or whatever the argument was. They at least won that one. They being the traditionalists, they being the people in power, but it wasn't without giving a lot of, but giving in a lot. But they ought to have done that anyway. Prime Minister of England did a horrible job. He's basically a horrible prime minister anyway, from what I can read into some of my friends who live in England. But man, this is something else. And it had gotten ignored by most of the rest of the world till the past week or 10 days. Anyway, the Ebola virus, isn't that fear personified? Isn't that what that's all about? So think about for a second. We'll think about this, and you can participate if you'd like here. What really scares you? 888-302-3684. I'm going to give you some stats that have come from a recent survey of what people say terrifies them. And why is it that if we're so afraid of a lot of the things that we think about on a daily basis that could get us, do we spend so much time in scary movies? excuse me, the thinking of people it's really astounding. I'm afraid of everything, but yet you'll go sit in a movie for 2 hours and it'll scare the pants off of you. You go home, you won't be able to sleep. But there's nothing really there that in reality will scare you. But yet there are people who spend their whole lives in fear. Afraid of this, afraid of that. So emotionally, think about what it is that scares you. And share it with us if you want. 888-302-3684. Email, as I said, to Doug or Ken. DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. The essence of our message today, the good, the bad, and the ugly, always a part of conversation every day. I'll tell you, the good comes from the folks who have created BuzzBox Coffee, BUZZBOX. That big, beautiful orange box that you see on every page of DougStephan.com. Go and look. Understand what people are excited about. People are excited who drink coffee because this coffee is not like anything that they have ever put into their mouth and that their taste buds have enjoyed. Not only tasting, but smelling. The aroma of this Arabica coffee produced in the most positive circumstances where coffee is grown, it's just the greatest. It's free for the first time. First timers, call 866-456-7805 and order your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. Smell it. taste it, enjoy it. It is truly something different. If you believe anything I tell you, and you say, well, Doug, you have no credibility here because you don't drink coffee. Nope, don't drink coffee. But I'll tell you, when I opened up Meredith, who's my partner in life here, she has been getting it and opened up the mailbox. Immediately, you know what's there in that box. The BuzzBox coffee smells and tastes better than anything. It's a solution to the coffee blues, and it's healthy, good for you. Plus, you're going to help areas of the world where they need the 10% that might be mine otherwise, or the programs I'm donating to helping my farm and the nonprofit things that are connected with it. Raising animals to help people who are not able to afford to get milk and nourishment. That's what we do with the proceeds and the profits. And that's what the people who run BuzzBox Coffee are doing as well. That was my inspiration. So call 866-456-7805. Even forgetting all of that, that could be from the Who Cares department. If it really tastes good and it is good for you, granted, it's a little more expensive than the regular coffee that you find in the cups and some of these horrible places that serve you nothing, but it's like drinking dishwater, and it's not much better for you than that. Whereas BuzzBox coffee is really good for you. Michael Fortier and our staff drinks it every morning in our main studio at our originating network, Radio America. He'll tell you the same thing. 866-456-7805 for your first cup of BuzzBox coffee.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this summer from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square and then hang it up in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, September 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so if you are trying to figure out how to spruce up your house for fall and winter, perhaps you ought to check out with the advice that just came from the folks at Sherwin-Williams. You can make the most of your color. This is the very best paint. You heard me talking about BuzzBox coffee, how that's the very best coffee. Don't you hear that a lot in advertising? It's the best. It's the most wonderful. Well, in this case, I've used Sherwin-Williams paint. I've used Glidden. I've used Bear. I have used, how many different names can you come up with? And I have found that there is a difference. Sherwin-Williams is, because of the color, I think, more than anything else, and I'm contemplating painting a lot of rooms in the house again, and this is on the top of the list of paints that are available and that I want to use. Again, color is what makes it, I think, number one. So, ask Sherwin-Williams, save 40% on paints through the 22nd of September.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Excited about you too. I think we've talked about this song and this situation, Kenny, more than we've talked about any music for quite a long time in the singular terms. We're talking about a lot of music here because music drives a lot of people's thinkings and feelings. The releasing of their new album Free on iTunes. U2 seeing a huge spike this week in sales for their earlier 24 releases. So we asked a poll, we asked Interpol this week, what was the last album by U2 that you had purchased? Looking here the results of this, pretty interesting. 17% of you said Rattle and Hum. 16% of you said The Joshua Tree. 14% of you said Octung Baby. Let's see here. 13% said How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. 12% said War. Let's see here. 10% said, I don't know, I don't remember the last one. 9% said, No Line on the Horizon. 2% said, Other. And 7% of you said you never bought any U2 albums. I just think it's a fantastic thing under the circumstances. Creative, created a lot of buzz. It can't do anything, Kenny, but help them. I can't see how there's anything negative that will come out of this. You?
No, there are some people who are annoyed that this album was forced on them.
Yeah.
But I
you mean people, Apple people that have, they don't want it, they didn't want it in iTunes. They didn't want to have to
right.
deal with it. Yeah, okay. Well, but that's all right. I mean, they're going to take a chance at that. I think they played it just right, frankly. So, that's the good news for you two. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Speaking of things that are good, you may get a chuckle here as we present a couple of the excerpts from monologues last night to Conan O'Brien and then Jimmy Fallon.
On his radio program, Rush Limbaugh said that sometimes when women say no, they mean yes. Yeah. As a result, Limbaugh has just been made the new commissioner of the NFL. That's a good job. Yeah.
During President Obama's visit to an elementary school yesterday, one little boy actually asked him if he ever fought in the Civil War. Obama told the boy he did not, but he reenacts it with Congress all the time.
And it is very funny. That is kind of funny. You know, let me pause for a moment here. I'm not an apologist, don't have to be, for Rush Limbaugh, but that business has been completely taken out of context. I was looking at an actual transcript of what he said, and the way that the Democratic National Committee has made this big to-do about this, and it's been completely misrepresenting what Limbaugh actually said. So as I say, I don't have to be an apologist for Limbaugh. I can apologize or not, or explain for himself. But I think this is a classic example of politics. And Limbaugh's and his antics cost me a lot of money on my independent radio program, so I'm not his best friend. But in this circumstance, I can see how the news media and people who want to twist things around can pretty easily. Wendy Williams now, an excerpt from her program, answering an audience member's question about whether they ought to say something to a friend about a cheating boyfriend.
I saw my girlfriend's boyfriend hooked up in a martini bar with another man.
Oh.
I don't know if I should tell her, if I should just mind my own business. What should I do?
No, don't tell her. No, you know what? Stay out of grown people's business.
Okay.
In terms of relationships. What do you mean hug? Because to me, we girls are always doing stuff, removing hair from each other's faces.
No.
It's hard to tell two women romantic. But men have a guy, like, what were they doing?
They were on a love seat, arm in arm.
And he saw you?
Yes.
Don't say one word.
Okay.
But just see how all this plays out.
All right, 28 at the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Katrina VandenHeuvel and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, what are your thoughts about the fact that the U.S. Senate voted 54-45 to constitutionally overturn Citizens United?
Get out to the forest.
Woo-hoo!
And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
Glorious morning!
Clean water.
Woohoo!
Whoa!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing!
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. The Senate did have a majority of 54 senators voting to overturn Citizens United. Do you think money is speech? But democracy shouldn't be for sale.
Money does equal speech. We wouldn't be able to air this program without money. And just the idea that we are going to amend the First Amendment of the Constitution is just astonishing. And I give the ACLU credit for being highly consistent on this and excoriating this measure for what it is, which is a defamation of the Constitution and the basic ideas of freedom and liberty and free speech in this country.
It doesn't have to do with the Bill of Rights. And I don't think one needs to ban money. What one needs to do is find a level playing field so that the metastasizing big money that is corroding and rigging our system and depriving ordinary people of a voice in our political system, that be changed. New York City, where we're sitting, has a small donor system, a public financing model that has allowed people who couldn't otherwise run to play a role in our system, in our democracy. Perhaps this is the most vibrant political grassroots movement in the country right now.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Katrina VandenHeuvel and Rich Lowry.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasian. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Some other things in there. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday, and Kenny and I are here to work through the things you probably ought to know or may need to know if you get questions about it. I could do like Wendy Williams does on her program. Call and ask me a question, and I'll give you an answer. How's that? 888-302-3684. Ask me a question about anything that's going on in the world, and I'll give you a snappy answer. All right, ready for that? 888-302-3684. The Scottish referendum and the essence of how the United Kingdom stays the United Kingdom. There are a lot of people who are confounded. I've said this any number of times over the past week or 10 days. When I first started talking about this, people say, why are you talking about that? This was a big deal. I was pretty much ignored by at least Western media. Scratch Western media, American media, because as we all know, the American media is horribly prepared to delve into anything that isn't an opine. And so the facts escape us and what's going on outside our country escape us. So we sit here. It's amazing that we're the most supposedly progressive and productive country in the world because we don't know. And we don't seem to care, oftentimes, what's going on outside our 48 states. Even what's going on in Alaska and people in Hawaii, it's not important. Well, this was and is important, not only to the United Kingdom, but to Europe, America, and the world for a lot of different reasons. So, for one, I'm glad that the Scots decided to stay connected to the rest of the UK. The reason that they couldn't really do a lot in England in terms of discussing this is because there are rules that forbid discussion. Imagine this, Kenny. Rules forbidding discussion and analysis of elections on British television while the polls are open. This is the polls are obviously closed now. And it's obvious that 55% of the people in Scotland supported staying a part of the UK. But This is something Americans can learn from. The news media did not influence the outcome of this during the day, the actual election day, because the law prohibits it. Why don't we have this here in America? You realize that when we get into the primary season, and maybe even you make this, you can make this argument for during a presidential election anyway, the first 30, 32, 34 states that come in decide the election. The rest of you who live in the other 16 states, mostly in the western part of the country, you really don't have any say. And that's especially true when it comes to the primary season in terms of who the candidates are actually going to be. And often I'm talking about in terms of the national elections. But this is really an important thing for us to grasp. And I don't think we do it. I don't think we have it. I don't think we're, I'm not even sure we're capable of understanding this. We need to change our rules in this country so that we are like the United Kingdom in terms of how our elections are run. We need to keep the news media the hell away from the polls and influencing people until all the polls are closed all across the country. Who agrees with that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, any, I didn't see any, but you can update me on this. Conversation among our listeners about Scotland. Now that I've said what I've just said about the elections and how we ought to run ours, keeping the news media away from the polls till after the election's closed, maybe there'll be some comment there. But what in general do people have on their minds regarding Scotland and the outcome?
Fiona says the most important thing about all this is the incredible display of democracy in action. It was amazing to witness.
Yep, agreed. Did a nice job. And by the way, democracy is saved, it is perpetuated, it is enhanced by doing what I'm suggesting, keeping the damn news media away from the polls until the polls are closed. What else, Kenny?
Greg says, hey, Russia, take note. A country votes against independence without invasion or exercises across its border.
How much note they're going to take or how much they care, that is those who are in power. But the Ukrainians are really doing something now to bolster their position and making friends so that they make sure that they're admitted to the European Union, not or to NATO. Is it European Union or NATO? No. Or maybe both. I'm trying to remember what really got the Russian all aflutter anyway. But at any rate, it's we need to have more independent thinking. No matter how you put it forth, it's independent thinking that carries the day. All right, what else, Kenny?
Kerry says, Scotland voter turnout is over 80%.
Yeah.
Imagine if Americans exercised their right to vote.
What a wonderful comparison. Actually, I think it was close to 90% of the eligible voters in Scotland turning out for this. Can you imagine how America would be so much better if 80 to 90% of those eligible to vote actually voted instead of 50 to 60%? And in some cases, when it comes to midterm elections, it'd be lucky if 40% show up. Local town elections in my community, I think 17% showed up at the primaries. The other, it's disgusting. Wake up, folks. This is your future. This is your heritage. This is what will keep America strong and safe. You voting, not just you have no standing. If you don't vote, you have no standing whatsoever in criticizing the government or criticizing the way things are operating, because you're the problem. It's your fault because you didn't participate. Good for you, Scotland. All right, what else, Kenny?
One more. Mike says, with 75% of Scottish counties reporting, Florida is still too close to call.
Yeah. That's always going to be a bugaboo. I want to say hi again to WQXL listeners in Columbia, South Carolina. The station is a nice, it's sort of a feather in our cap to have good stations like The Point. 95.5 FM, 1470 AM. That's the station in Columbia, South Carolina, and folks in there. First person, actually, I don't know that I invited people listening in Columbia to call. First person who calls right now at 888-302-3684 from Columbia with a story, give you a swell prize. Doug Stephan, Good Day, time is 19 before the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Tosca Lee is the author of a newly released book, The Legend of Sheba, Rise of a Queen. We spoke with her about the historical life and times of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon, and her fictionalized love story of the two biblical-era leaders.
Back in my day, I used to be a long-time gamer. I was a role-play gamer. And I say to this day that I learned everything I needed to know about characterization from the many years of that experience. I'm asked a lot about what it's like to write that first manuscript versus writing commercially after having won awards and hit the New York Times bestseller list. And the pressure becomes increasingly greater with each novel. And for writers, I always say you'll never know the bliss of writing as you will when you write that first novel before you get published. Because that first novel is the one that you are doing in secret, and you don't have to worry about reviewers or things like that. Granted, you're not making any money off of it either, but the pressure becomes greater with each one. And so the trick that I tell myself often when I'm working is pretend that nobody else will ever read this. And it's a game I play with myself all the time, because I find that if I start thinking about reviewers and critiquers and readers and living up to their expectations, and will this one win an award like the last one, or will this hit the bestseller list, it's too much. I absolutely can't work that way. So I always write everything now as though nobody else will ever read it. And then I go back and see what I have.
That's Tosca Lee on her latest historical novel, The Legend of Sheba, Rise of a Queen. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
This is the place to come for insight. In depth, I love it when these people doing these broadcasts, the television news guys especially, in-depth coverage that you will find no place else. Well, I don't know about whether you find this stuff anywhere else or not, but I find it interesting to bring people onto the program who do have insight into some of the issues of the day. So Richie and Kenny and I welcome Dr. Harlan Ullman to our program. For the past 30 years, Dr. Ullman has played a major role in the formulation of a lot of our national security policy, and he's worked in not only our country but around the rest of the world to try to find ways of bringing people together so they understand what their common fate is. Dr. Ullman serves on the senior advisory boards for the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, and one of NATO's two strategic commanders as well. And so he brings a lot of expertise. He's written an article, and this is a quote from the article that's just appeared. Sadly, as with this administration's strategies for Afghanistan and Pakistan and more recent strategic pivots in Asia, the plan to take ISIS out is currently incomplete and in some ways flawed. All right, Dr. Ullman, let's start with what you think the flaws, the problems are with the president's plan. He's been all over the place this week trying to sell it.
Doug, good morning. First of all, we really don't have a strategy yet. What we have is an incomplete series of actions to try to take on an enemy whose name, in fact, is very difficult to define. Is it IS? Is it ISIL? Something else?
Can we stop there for just a second? May I ask you about the specifics here? A lot of people who are Israeli supporters or maybe right of center, and I don't mean to put the two of them together, but there are those who take shots at Obama for no matter what. He certainly deserves to have a lot of scrutiny, and I'm not sure that his plans, any of them, have ever worked particularly well. But those who are supporters of Israel, whenever Obama says ISIL, referring back to the Levant and that area of the Middle East where Israel is right in the middle, the people that are in the surrounding countries want to expunge Israel, and thus they put forth the premise that the president is showing by using ISIL that he doesn't support the survival of Israel. Is that more than we should make from this? Or?
Yeah, I think it's nonsense, quite frankly. But the trouble, Doug, is it's very difficult to define enemy, as we had difficulty defining Al-Qaeda. Once you call this group the Islamic State, you give it a degree of legitimacy.
Yeah, you do.
And what
we
need to do is de-legitimize. Now, we can't do that. The ideal thing would be to have the Arabs, particularly the Saudis, to come up and say, these people are enemies of Islam, and we're going to launch a jihad against them.
So why don't they do that? Why don't
That's a great question. And you have to ask the White House. One of the problems is that this president is very, very, very cautious. The current plan that he has put out so far has been criticized by the right for not going far enough and by the left for going too far. Mm-hmm. And the trouble here is, what do we really want to do? Saying we want to degrade, that's fine. Destroy. We probably still haven't destroyed all of the Communist Party or even the Nazi Party, but we've done enough to degrade it.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be much more accurate in setting your objectives. A second, it's very difficult to rally a coalition because this is a really strange group of partners. Everybody has competing interests. How do you deal with Syria and Iran, which are very important, any kind of a solution? Yet if you deal with them, the politics in the United States are going to declare that the White House has just gone over to the other side. So this is tough stuff, admittedly.
Well, we go over to the other side all the time. The craziness of this is that most of the armaments, most of the weaponry that ISIS has been captured American weaponry, right?
Well, yes, that we gave to the Iraqis. Now, the good news.
Well, we gave them also to the people who were trying to get rid of Assad because he wasn't our friend 6 months ago. Now, all of a sudden, because we got a different enemy, he's our friend.
Well, he's not our friend yet. Actually, we should have had a policy towards Assad many years ago that was a lot different, and drawing red lines about what we would do and would do, I think, was unfortunately an error. But the horrible statement, Doug, is where we are is where we are. And I think what the president needs to do, first of all, he needs to go back to the UN and get yet another resolution. Second, we have to really get the allies, coalition engaged in a big way, which means it probably putting greater pressure on Saudi Arabia. But the biggest part of this puzzle is, what is Iraq going to do? The new government still has Maliki as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Iraqi army, on which we spent over $25 billion, has to be mobilized again. That's going to be tough. And more importantly, we've got to bring in the Sunni tribes, because the only way we're really going to defeat the IS is through the Iraqi.
When are we going to ever learn? We don't have a clue. I was talking about our lack of knowledge about Scotland. We don't know anything. Or we haven't been taught in looking back in my days in college and having a political science background, understanding how the Europeans carved up pretty much most of the known world, and people understanding the old Mesopotamia and how whatever is now Iraq wasn't Iraq, and the Sunnis were always on their own, and the Shias were on their own, and the Kurds, and you look at Africa and all the tribal stuff that was ignored by the Europeans when they invaded. Look at Asia, then the same damn thing all over the world, and screwed up everything and created most of the problems that we're now dealing with.
That's a good summary. I have a new book coming out the end of the fall called A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand Menaces the Peace Today.
I saw something about that, as a matter of fact. I didn't know that was you. I didn't put you together with that.
And the issue here, Doug, is not go back to the history, but in essence what has been created over the last 100 years are four new horsemen of the apocalypse that challenge us, and we don't understand it.
No.
The most dangerous of these, the first writer, is failed and failing governance, and we have a lot of that here.
You sure do.
And when you take a look back at post-World War II history, you wonder why America cannot seem to win a war. And this book actually goes into some of the analysis of why that's the case. And this is Republican and Democrat. Yep. It just is not isolated to this administration. The prior administration, in many ways, was even worse.
It was horrible. You know, let me just, we only have a few seconds left here. You piqued my interest when you said what you did about World War One. Most people don't even realize the seeds for World War Two were set at the peace table for World War One. The League of Nations, the way things were handled, the Germans, basically their nose was rubbed in it. It was stupidity to the nth degree, and we haven't learned much.
And then you had the Cold War, and we emerged from the Cold War, which we did win for different reasons, because we didn't have to fight it with military forces.
Yeah.
But your point is right. He who forgets history is damned to repeat it, and that often is the case.
And you know, it's all personality. I was at the Reagan Library this past weekend, and I was thinking about how in reality Gorbachev and Reagan became quite good friends in real terms, and how the foolishness, the politics of state, basically, or if you will, the giddiness of people getting along is just that basic. Few people in leadership positions get along and everybody is fine. If a few people like Gorbachev, I'm sorry, like Putin, I call him, you can't get along with him, so that means we're not going to get along with all Russians? It's nonsense. Good conversation. Dr. Harlan Ullman here with us on Good Day.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Because of technology, you've come to the right place. Richie, yesterday I actually engaged the people at Verizon and my pal Bob basically it was the orientation on three different phones at once.
Oh, cool. And what did you decide?
Well, I'm using them all. I've used the smartphone for certain things. I use my flip phone for certain things. And,
you can use your flip phone when you're out on the farm and you think it might get broken.
Well, I will not use the idea of having a smartphone out on the farm, sitting on it, walking off at a farm.
No, that makes good sense. Doesn't
make any sense. So, I'm now a man of many phones. Technology, let's hear it.
How many phone numbers do you have now?
Three. Yeah.
Excellent.
I get it. Okay, which phone is ringing? You got what? Which phone is in which pocket? Hey, hey, hey. I thought this was interesting. We have a story today at DougStephan.com about Facebook and how they want your news feed to reflect what's happening in the world at this moment. And I wonder if this isn't back to what they were criticized for a month or so ago when they were sort of managing the news that you were getting. Kenny, is this one and the same, or we got two different things here?
Well, this is them chasing after Twitter, especially after last night with the election results from Scotland coming in.
Twitter had it?
Real time, you're seeing people talk about it before the BBC is announcing it. And that kind of news just isn't on Facebook, but they want it to be on there.
So they don't have the algorithms to actually make this happen. They can't mechanically make it happen because they can't respond. I mean, I think we put stuff on Facebook.
If I need to know something very quickly,
yeah,
Twitter is where I would go.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Isn't that interesting? So they don't like that. And so now, did Twitter go public? Wasn't there an IPO or did Twitter not go yet?
Yeah, sometime in the past year they did.
Yeah, I thought that they did too. I wonder how that is doing. We all talked about the Facebook stock value, and people made fun of Zuckerman the first day because it went from $19, from $31 to $19, and now he's laughing all the way to the bank because I think it's up in the $40, $43, $44 range. The kid's worth a lot of money. And so are others who are smart enough to buy the stock that first day. God love them. But still, Twitter, yeah, has it. Both of them have their pluses and minuses. But Twitter, Richie, I'm interested to hear you say that you go to Twitter first when it comes to some breaking news. I find that interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, Shelley Palmer is our technology reporter. He's going to be here in a moment to talk with you about how Apple is focused on its affluent audience. Stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering desk? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Exclusive plan to complete offer. Details at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the recent iPhone 6 and Apple Watch unveiling makes one thing perfectly clear. Apple has no interest in the several billion people who don't own smart devices, and it doesn't care if you can't afford its products or services. Apple is focusing solely on an affluent audience. If you want to buy an iPhone 6 Plus and an Apple Watch, you're going to wind up spending about $5,000. That's $500 to $1,000 for the iPhone case and tax, depending on whether you sign up for a new two-year contract or buy the phone outright. Factor in another $2,400 for your monthly cell phone bill over 2 years, and $500 to $750 for the Apple Watch and a cool band. Apple hasn't announced full pricing on the Apple Watch yet, so that last number might be a lot higher. But Apple doesn't care about the billions of people who don't have the money for these new gadgets. Instead, it's laser-focused on a fashion-conscious aristocracy that lines up with its developers, advertisers, and its business partners. Or so it seems. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
All right, so other items of interest. We have a whole raft of stories, actually. Kenny's done a good job. He always does researching some of the things from the world of technology. They can check out any number of stories. I had a couple of things here. The guys in Berlin who were the first to get the new iPhone, and they camped out.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.